For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Well, this week on the Cultural Baggage Show, our guest will be Rich Watkins, who retired last year from the Texas Department of Corrections after serving for a couple of decades as a prison warden. I asked him to tell us how the drug war has impacted the black community over the decades of the drug war.
The unfortunate thing, Dean, is that it's been devastating to the whole community, but specifically the African-American community. This so-called war on drugs has just been a liability to our community as well to our society. As most people recognize, there are a greater percentage of African-Americans incarcerated, and many of those folks have been incarcerated for the so-called drug crimes. But here again, I think you know my philosophy about this war on drugs and how our nation has not handled it and how we probably need to handle it.
America is far from pure in this racial divide, if you will. Your thoughts, sir. We still have some progress to make, do we not?
Well, we have an awful lot of progress to make. What happens a lot of times is when people have made a significant contribution, say, to our community and to our society by fighting the evils of racism, all too often our nation will honor and recognize those folks. But the reality is that, yeah, we need to honor and recognize them, but we also need to recognize that we still have a lot of work to be done. And I truly believe that only when our nation can come together as a nation that will eliminate any part of our society that's a liability to any part of our society, because I truly believe that anything that's bad for the African American community is going to be bad for this nation. So it behooves all of us to join hands and hearts and minds to fight those evil things that rear its ugly head, like racism, inequality, sexism, and the so-called war on drugs. And, you know, so I feel very strongly that, yeah, we need to recognize and appreciate those folks who've made just wonderful contributions, but we also need to be realistic in our approach, and that is if we truly want to honor them, what we will do is continue to work on the evils of our society.
Once again, this week's guest on Cultural Baggage, Rich Watkins, former warden, now member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, LEAP.cc. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.